Good morning, Senator. How are you? How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, Sam's been talking about a PUC measure, which was kind of a benign, behind-the-scenes ruling or whatever, but it does have impact on people, like having incentives to put some insulation in their home and, you know, be more energy efficient. And it does kind of, in a different way, tie into you a little bit on you're advocating for encouraging New Hampshire's delegation to take action as part of the Build Back Better to cut carbon pollution and so forth by 2030. So there's an energy discussion here. I think the delegation is probably in favor of this at this point, correct?
Yeah, no, we're really lucky. You know, our New Hampshire delegation has been very supportive of taking action on climate. Of course, both of our members in the House, strongly supported Build Back Better, and, you know, all indications showing that Senator Hassan, Senator Shaheen will be supporting the Build Back Better. And they've always been champions for climate action, and they speak really compellingly about the impacts of climate change on New Hampshire, on our industries, on our ski industry, on our maple syrup, on our health issues. So, you know, we're very lucky that they bring those concerns to Washington, and they know that, you know, in addition to fighting climate change, look, there's a lot of reasons to fight climate change, but, you know, there are some strong economic incentives for New Hampshire to really make that shift towards clean energy. And to, you know, if we fight climate change, we can really save a lot of health-related costs down the road. So I think they understand that, you know, we Granite Staters really need the Build Back Better Act to help boost our economy. And, you know, it's pretty clear that it will support a lot of jobs, new jobs in lots of different industries, solar, wind installation, electrical vehicle industry, you know, supply chain manufacturing for clean energy products. You know, these are a lot of good paying jobs that will actually stay in New Hampshire.
You know, one debate I'm trying to figure out is, do you think natural gas has a place in the mix of things you just described?
You know, there is an industry here already, and, you know, it's, you know, the reality is that the Build Back Better is looking towards the future, and the future really is in the cleaner energy sector. That's where we're headed. I think New Hampshire really has to see the writing on the wall that we need to be really investing in that clean energy sector. That's where the jobs are going to be. You know, there's a lot of talk about natural gas being sort of this bridge, but with the Build Back Better, we're going to be able to make those investments in clean energy and have those jobs there.
I guess what I'm saying is I understand about the jobs, and we've been talking to Sam a little bit on some of the things like insulating your home, solar I'm a big fan of. You know, a lot of people are realizing that. I'm not sure about some of the wind projects because I've been looking at the precedents in Maine, for example, but I kind of perceive natural gas as clean energy. Do you not?
Well, you know, I think there's some debate about that. I mean, we still see a fair amount of emissions with natural gas. I mean, it's not the cleanest. The reality is it's not the cleanest. We still see those methane emissions that are, you know, have that concentrated climate impact. So, you know, some people do see it as a bridge, but I think if we're looking towards the future, towards the cleanest, the Build Back Better, we're going to see, you know, a 50% reduction in carbon, and it's the clean energy, the wind, the solar, the electric that's going to get us there.
I'm just going to pop in here really quickly. So Liberty Utilities, which is the biggest gas utility in the state, is actually a member of Clean Energy New Hampshire, and we just finished the BIA's Business and Industry Association's Energy Symposium, where they laid out how they see themselves participating in a zero carbon future, and that can include, you know, things like renewable natural gas and also synthetic natural gas. So using those same pipes, but then getting the molecules from a renewable and clean source. And so they're looking at that future, and I really welcome them and the solutions that they have, because I think, you know, the more people we have pitching in, thinking about these problems, the easier it'll make the challenge.
State Senator, before I let you go, Rebecca Whitley, Concord area, how concerned are you at just our morning poll and the Fed now talking about interest rate hikes? Inflation now is in everyone's lap, and inflation's kind of a hard cost on everyone, but you could argue that people that are on a fixed budget, inflation hurts even more, because if they go to the grocery store, anything for the home, if they have to drive somewhere. So inflation's here, and its ranking is a very high issue. And some would say that might stand in the way of passage of the Build Better Back Act before the end of the year. I know that President Biden's been trying to talk to Senator Manchin of West Virginia. And my question to you is, do you think this is going to pass, or do you fear that inflation could actually stall this?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a concern. What I hear from all my constituents is that rising costs is really hard for them. But when you look actually at the Build Back Better, you know, one, I think long-term, top economists agree that the long-term benefits will far surpass the cost of the investment. But also, this is going to put money back in people's wallets. You know, aside from the climate portions of the Build Back Better Act, there is childcare in their money. That's going to, you know, significantly reduce for working families their budget that's going to childcare. Childcare tax credit, that's going to keep going. That's money in people's pocket. So inflation is certainly something that we need to keep looking at on the supply side, getting that under control. But the Build Back Better Act, I think we have to be very clear, that's going to put money back in people's pocket.
All right. Senator Whitley, we'll get you back in soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Sam, before we let you go, we'll get you back again, and I just wanted to reference your site, cleanenergynh.org. Sam Evans-Brown, a little bit on this PUC ruling. What can people do? I mean, the PUC, they do take public inquiries.
They do take public comment.
Is there a website?
Yeah, I mean, so PUC.nh.org. I will say it's pretty difficult to navigate. I'd encourage people actually to go to our site, and we've got all the links round up for you. So if you could head over to cleanenergynh.org, go to the policy tab at the top, and there's something that says EERS legal fight. That's where you want to head, and we can send you to all the right places to make your voice heard about how to protect these programs that help folks save money.
All right. Well, Sam, we'll get you back again soon. We appreciate it.